Shivas Yomim Matzois Toichelu. Which 7 days? From Tes Vav Tishrei to Chaf Aleph. That's a makar, actually, the grind of many Rishonim. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. Avada, there's a bazundara mitzvah. I did say Tishrei. Okay, someone was listening. I'll start again. Shivas Yomim Matzois Toichelu. Avada, it's referring to Tes Vav Chaf Aleph Nisan. That there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. Avada, bazundara, there's a din of Be'erev Teichel Matzah on Leil Tes Vav, but it's for 7 days. And then the pasuk continues. Ach b'yom harishon, pashtus, the first of these 7 days, tashbisu sa'armi bateichem. But we're in the middle of a sugya, which there's going to be many proofs. We're holding by Abaya. There are many other proofs coming. Bottom line, like all the different proofs, the conclusion is always the same. Kemat, that b'yom harishon doesn't mean tesvav, it means the day before, yudalid. When on yudalid, after a long drawn out conversation, achalak, from chatzois. So Tashbisu is from Chatzos of Yudalid. The pasuk continues. Why? Why should he be mashmis the chametz? Come out first in the pasuk, the Achronish Arayd, that the time of Tashbisu, the time of the Krah, is because kikaloichel chametz v'nichrasa. Whoever's going to eat chametz is going to be nichrasa. When is that? Mi yoyim harishoyin ad yoyim hashvi. So there's chorus for eating chametz from yoyim harishon to yoyim hashvi. There's no chorus for Tashbisu. We talked about that yesterday. There is an Isser Achilas chametz already from Chatzos. Like Rabbi Yehuda from a pasuk in Re'eh, like soichal olav on the carbon pesach chametz. Like Rabbi Shimon, like soichal olav chametz on the shechita. Like Rabbi Shimon, according to the Baal Mar, it's mutter, a mitzvah to eat chametz 4 in the afternoon. Fakert, gemalde ketashbisu. And that's where we're at now. Now this comment Yonah Tishtel, one of the big topics we're going to talk about is Baal Yirah Baal Yimotze. When does that start? Because tashbisu starts from chatzos. The mitzvahs essay, the iser essay, but what about the lav? Hare, dvorim kichsavon, shivas yomim, sa'ar lo yimotzi bebateichem. Shivas yomim lo yirah lecha. L'chayr di lo yibal yiras for 7 days, and there are many rishonim that hold like that. Let's talk already, put it on the table. The Rambam, was yesterday's Mar Mechaim's Perakim alachaches, the Rambam says that the klal yodua, that bittul could only be done kaitim zmani surai. Bittul could only be done kaitim zmani surai. So the mashal, what's the latest time to do bittul? Careful, when I say bittul can only be done kaidas mani suri, I'm referring to the isser hano. You can't do bittul after the chametz is aser b'hano. So when can bittul be done? When's the latest time to do bittul? Well, first of all, like Rav Yosi Aglili, chametz is mutter b'hano all Pesach. Just you should know. So pashtus, then you can always. What? There's also the deraisa of the rabbanon. Let's talk on excellent, right? Let's talk on a deraisa level for now. L'chayr at chatzos, does chametz become aser b'hano? That you can't do bittul? Not according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, like the Baal Mar, you can still eat the chametz 3, 4, 5 o'clock. I think you can still do bittul also. Like Rav Shimon, the Chayr, you can only not do bittul when it's the night. But we pass like Rav Yehuda, the Rambam does alkaponim, that chametz is ready aser ba'achilo uvehano from chatzos. So the Rambam says, and this is a very edel adiyik.
Where is the hano from?
Like soichal includes hano also. Like soichal includes hano. There's a sugya in the second parak. Like soichal includes hano. What? There's another makar?
Oh.
What? It's a Gemara in it's a machlokes, it's not Pashut. It's a sugya in the second parak, we'll get there. Okay, we're ready to start?
Not really.
You ready? Yeah. Not really. Not really. Actually, not really. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to do bittul after this man Yisr Hano. When is that kicking by Chatzos? Listen to the Rambam. You better do the bittul before. Because if you're not going to do the bittul before, then you're going to be over Baal Yirah right away. It doesn't say right away, but that's the negative of the Rambam. And the Ravid Afanar says, if you don't do bittul before Chatzos, you're right away going to be over Baal Yirah? No, there's a 6-hour delay. Baal Yirah is only at night. Lo Yirah Shivas Yamim, that kicks in at night. So it looks like it's a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid where the Baal Yirah starts from the Chatzos or from night. Where would be the Makar that Baal Yirah is from Chatzos? Somehow, seemingly, we're going to work this out today from Tashbisu. A Giloy, a Memetzinu, a Hekish. This is what the talk. It's going to be Nilmat from the Tash. Once we caught it that the Tashbisu is from the Chatzos, the Yirah is also from Chatzos. Where does this Rechina start? Also, Machlokes is repeated Rav Shimon from Chatzos. Now, when do we burn the Chametz? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva holds he's supposed to burn the Chametz. Tashbisu is Besreifa. We learned that from Noisar, L'chayra. When are you supposed to burn the Chametz? The Gemara says later on in a few days, Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that Dafka, Rabbi Natan learns, and the Iker's man of burning the chametz is by Chatzos. Even though Midrabbanan, they asked it earlier, but the Iker's man's reif is by Chatzos. So the Mordechai brings something fascinating. He brings from the Rav Yoh and other Rishonim, he brings Rabbeinu Shlomo, so he says, nowadays Midrabbanan, they Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, they made an Isra even before. In the sixth hour, it's also to eat, also b'hanah. In the fifth hour, even Rabbi Yehuda said, don't eat the chametz. So, and they said to burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth. Beginning of the sixth is 11 a.m. Again, 6 a.m. is the beginning of the day. By the time you get to 12 in the afternoon, that's already 6 full hours. Beyond 12 is already entering the seventh hour. We call Chatzos the seventh hour. But they said to burn it at the beginning of the sixth. So the Mordechai, the Rav Yoh, the Rabbeinu Shlomo, these Rishonim, and they said, 1 second. So that every single year, you're losing out on the mitzvah, the heilige mitzvah of Tashbisu. Right? Mechor is a mitzvah. The same way it's a mitzvah, go buy a nice esrit, go buy a nice kluski yofe, and do the mitzvah of Nanum. Not Nanum. Nanum is by Tishrei. The same mistake again. You're supposed to do the heilige mitzvah of burning the chametz. When? At 12 o'clock. And we mamish go from Purim, cleaning the house. 11 a.m., an hour before the mitzvah. Boom. A guy takes his esrit, Erev Sukkis. Leil Sukkis, an hour before Alois HaShachar, an hour before, is so close to the mitzvah. He's waiting, he was up all night waiting to do the mitzvah. He takes the Esrog an hour before Alois and smashes it. Instead of doing that Nanuim. The guy took this Gluski off, which he's supposed to do the Heilig Mitzvah of Tashbisu at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and he goes and destroys it an hour before. He's losing out on the mitzvah. What?
Which place is the
Kashmir? Which place?
The whole business is after this
Mana Esrog. And this Mana Esrog is 12. And we're going and doing it at 11. It's smashing the Esrog an hour before Alois. We waited so long and we smashed it an hour before Alois.
I'm actually benching the Esrog an hour before Alois.
You can't.
No, it's benching for the blow of an Esrog.
Yeah, you're doing it, okay. You're right. But it's a one-time deal. The Marcha says, the Marcha brings that the Rav Yoh would save one Kezias. Besides burning everything at 11, he would save one kezias, and he would burn it exactly at 12. To be the heilige mitzvah of Tashbisu. And the Mordechai says on him, he says, you're taking a risk. You know, Chazal already, you'll be off by an hour. If you're off even by 1 minute, and it's already, you don't have a watch, it's really 12:01. You're very risking it. He says, yeah, but I want to do the mitzvah. But it's interesting, he didn't say all of it. He burned most of it before. Chatz a kezias. Fregen d'achroinim, the Prima Godim and the Pri Yitzchak, and many of them talk about this. I hear he wanted to do this mitzvah. But didn't Midrabbanan they say that it's already Yimachuyiv to burn the Chametz at 11? And it's already usher to have Chametz at 11? They were worried because you're going to miss the clock, but that's what they said. How could he, because of his agenda that he wants to do the mitzvah at 12, but he's doing it a favor of the Rabbanan of keeping Chametz for an hour? Sarfen mitchila sheish. So they all say this, I said it a few days ago. When Chazal made the Takana de Rabbanon of Sarfin B'tchilas Sheish, they didn't say that there's an Isser Shehiyah. Isser Shehiyah starts at 12. They said there's a mitzvah Lisroif of her pardon, Sabretnish. You don't have to burn it at 11. You can burn it at 11:15 also, at 11:20. So you get your thing started and you burn it at 11. But he saved one Kezias. One Kezias to precision risk, burn it exactly at 12. Now the emphasis, I have another horror. There are Mob Haskins, Halach Lamais, we burn the Chametz at 11. We do Bittul twice. We do Bittul on the night of Bedika, after the Bedika, Al Chamino, the Loyadana, and we don't know about how much any you do. But then after we finish burning it, then we do another Bittul, this time still before the Zman Isser, even before the Zman Isser, the Rabbanon, yes, Abada. We don't do the Bittul after 11. That would also be a problem, as you brought up before. But we do a Bittul. The Rama says, make sure to do the Bittul after you burn it. Because if you're going to do it in the other order, you're going to do Bittul and then you're burning it. Ayah, Kapara, you had your esrog here, you had your chametz, you're about to do the mitzvah of burning it, and you turned it into dirt right before you burnt it. Why do that? So first do sreifa, and then do bittul on anything that lo yitzuyer is left. Frek de Velt. First of all, even if you do bittul at 10 o'clock, according to the lomdus we discussed, bittul is not chal at 10 o'clock. It's a giloy that you want that the asan custom that's going to kick in is going to take place. When does that happen? At 12. So machpatli, if I do the bittul before the sreifa, it's not chal anyways. And another kasha, anyways, we're not doing the middle mitzvah of Sreifa. The real mitzvah of Sreifa would have been to do it at 12. The Mordechinix with the Rav Yoh, they would save one Kezias and do it. We're not doing that anyways. So what do we care if it's already butl or it's not already butl? No, he did not do Pitl on that Rashi. You were doing the other Shita. You're right. We're doing it on your base. Right, I know. Okay. When we get to your base. Yeah. We'll see. On your days, we'll see. Okay, we'll be days. Now, I want to come from a different angle now. There's a famous part from Rabbi Lezer Moshe Horowitz. He brings a diak like this. The pasuk says again, Shivas Yom Matzah Yistechelu. Ach, Bayoim Harishoin, and the word Harishoin over there, because of our famous sugya, I would have thought it means Rishoin Tesvav. But we were profoundly enlightened that there's more pshatim coming, but all to the same conclusion. Harishoin the day before, on Yudalid. When on Yudalid? 12 o'clock. You should be mashbis the chametz. Why? Ki kaloichel chametz v'nichrasa, miyoyim harishin ad yamashvi. Do you notice it says harishoin twice in the same pasuk? In the beginning of the pasuk, when it says, ach bayoyim harishoin, that's our sugya, that harishin means Yudalid. But then right afterwards, avad miyoyim harishin ad yoyim hashvi, of course means from tesvav to chafal. By the way, the next pasuk also says, don't do malacha. From Yom HaRishon to Yom HaShvi. Says some place in Moshe Horowitz. Says some place in Moshe Horowitz. If you look at the Pasuk Rishon, it says Rishon without a Vav. Reish, Aleph, Shin, and the Nun. No Vav. Usually Rishon has a Vav. Shvi has Shin, Beis, Ayin, Yud. No Yud in between the Beis and the Ayin. It's Chaser. Rishon without a Vav. Shvi without a Yud. It's a noticeable irking deer. The next pasuk, loisasam locha miyoyim rishon ad yoyim shvi, it says in Malay. Why in this pasuk does it say rishon chaser and shvi chaser? It says in place of Moshe Horowitz and Meir D'Gazach. You know, when it's Pesach and 7 days of Yontif, when Yontif is over at the end of the seventh, you can't just ride away do malacha. You got to do Avdallah, and you're also supposed to do Tosefes Yontif. You're supposed to add a few minutes to Yontif. Who would then at the beginning of Yontif? You're not supposed to be makabel Yontif precision at the Zman. You're supposed to be makabel early a little bit. There's a message over here. That's for Issa Malacha. But Chametz, the minute this man of the end of Pesach, you didn't make Avdol yet even. If you're still in the middle of Shalosh Sudas, of a Suda, you could start eating Chametz. And who went then at the beginning of Pesach? You don't have to add extra minutes before. Again, the noticeable deed that for Issa Malacha, you add a few minutes at the end of Yontif. You add a few minutes at the beginning of Yontif. But Lagavi, the Issa of Achilas Chametz, it's Chaser. You do not have to add any time at the end of Yontif. And you do not have to add any time at the beginning of Yontif. Ask the obvious question. At the beginning of Yontif, it's us already from 6 hours before, like Rabbi Yehuda. At the end of the Yontif, I get it. It's a big chiddush. It's a chiddush in the Lumbus that before Avdol even, right away have chametz. But at the beginning, it's us already for 6 hours before. So the Lumbus say, yeah, but those 6 hours before, there's no karas. Oh, yeah? So what's Rabbi Lezer Moshe saying? You don't have to do Tosefes Yontif for the karas. When you do Tosefes Yontif, there's no karas anyways. So what's he talking about at the Tosefes Yontif? Shteit Amayr de Kazach. Rabbi say Chometz is also for 7 days of Pesach.
Maybe the Chaser is telling you. The Chaser is telling you that the end of it. The Mali is telling you.
No, there's no matter. It's both. No. You have to say both Chaser in this pasuk, both Mali in the next one. That's not the system, and that's not what the Lezer Moshe says. Now, I want to talk about something fascinating. Chometz is also for 7 days on Pesach. Is there another 6 hour period of time where Chometz is also during the year? Hint, hint. It's not in Tishrei. Yeah. Coincidence! It's Erev Pesach attached to those 6 hours. Yeah, it's not. It didn't land in the middle of Shvat. Pashtus, it's like one long continuous. Instead of just 168 hours, an extra 6 hour segment at the beginning. Grado, a little less chomer, not karis yet. What? Yaimarich, the 7 1/4 days. Well, you're off at 7 1/4 days. Let me throw something at the oilam. Phenomenal, and that will open it up. In the Aviyazik from Rav Shach, he brings a kasha. From Rav Zalman Sender. Rav Zalman Sender was a contemporary of Rav Chaim, the Rebbe from Rav Avraham Yaffin. Rav Shach doesn't bring it from Rav Zalman Sender. He says, Chochem Echad, but Yoidei Dover knows. It's Rav Zalman Sender's cash. According to Rabbi Hud, it's also to eat chametz, starting from Chatzos. Why? Because it's the Zman of Shechting the Karban Pesach. When is the deadline when you have to finish Shechting Karban Pesach? Shkia. And let me tell you something. We're not doing a whole crash course in Rabbeinu Tam, but I want the Olam to be aware. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when we call sunset Shkia, it's still Vadayoyim. It's still Vadayoyim for another 58 and a half minutes. It's really true. People are machmer on both ends. They don't want to always do that. But technically, someone that's Rabbeinu Tam, Adasoy, Lamash, who passes like Rabbeinu Tam? Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, yeah, passes like Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Gra came and changed the rules. According to the Mechaber, Sai for Mincha, for Tvila, Nida, for Mairiv, for any halacha for day, night and day, Loi Rabbeinu Tam, till 58 and a half minutes after what we call Shkia is Vaday Yoim. For all, you can still daven Mincha, you can still do Malacha on Friday. You want to do Tosef Shabbos, start a few minutes before the 58 and a half. It's Vaday Yoim for all dinim, except in Kachim, there's a divorce. sure, the Tosfos says in Svachim, in Kachim, Shkia Rishayin is when the end of a carbon is. The din of Laila for Lina, that you don't do carbon anymore, is Shkia Rishayin, even if Abinatam agrees. But what's the Zach? There's a Shagas Arion. You're shocked. Okay, but it's the truth. You have a question?
No, I don't
agree with that. Frick, Rav Zalman Sender, Shkia on Erev Pesach. For 58 and a half minutes, it should suddenly be mutter to eat chametz. Mutter to eat chametz. Mutter to have chametz. Mutter to eat chametz. From 12 in the afternoon until Shkia Rishayna, I had the pasuk of Soichal all of chametz. And I had Tashbisu kicking in on me. But now it's Shkia. It's over. And Pesach hasn't started. Vadayoy for another 58 and a half minutes.
6 hours from before whatever you decided Laila is. But if you hold Laila is the second one.
Except for Karbonos. And since the Achila of Rabbi Yehud is based on the carbon, and the carbon is over by Shkia, there should be this, wow, 58 and a half minute interlude that you're allowed to eat chametz and have chametz. That's what Rav Zalman Sender asked. And Rav Chaim answered him, Olam de shekachim teretz, that even though there's a chloish din lina of be'etzem, the din korban still applies. A whole karkachim, if you're in Brisk, you'll understand the thing. To say, without that, there's this 58 and a half minutes. Makshim ha'olam. Isn't it a very logical way of looking at this, that, you know, this extra 6 hour, quarter of a day segment of eating chametz didn't just get snippeted in Shvat. It's attached to the before Pesach. It's not Karis yet, but don't you think that the Pshat and the Pasuk, wherever the Makar is, from Karban Pesach, from Tashbisu, from Bal Yerach, from Megillah, I'm going to get to all that now. You don't think it's like one big, the Torah is setting things up, chametz is starting to get bad, not that bad yet. It's the same Isser, and that's really what I want to clear up. Is the Isser of chametz during these 6 hours, the Achila, the Tashbisu, the Bal Yerach, is it that Isser of chametz of Pesach, or it's mamish, something disconnected to the extent that Rav Zalman Sender can say there's a 58 and a half minute lull. You know, there's a minchas chinuch that says if you eat a half a kazayis right before Shkia, and then another half a kazayis on the night of Pesach, maybe it's not mitzvah. It's a different isser. It's not mitzvah.
Why is it kosher before?
Because it's like soichal olav on the carbon Pesach.
Torah is telling us at that time of the Shkia.
That's one way of looking at it. And after Shkia Rishon, it's not the time of the Shkita. That's what I said. Is it that at the time of the Shkila Shkita, we're starting the process and we're not continuing for another 7 1/4 days? Or no? There's a separate 6 hour segmented thing that's from this manshkita, but there's, if you really know the rules, there's a 58 and a half minute hole. So you can go on and on about this nechuda, but that's pshat and Rabbi Lezer Moshe also, that you're allowed to eat chametz right before this man. But now I want to speak out. What?
It's shy to say that the carbon pays that close to the chametz is only when you're allowed to shechel.
Yes, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says on Daf Chav Ches. You can't eat it then either.
Right.
No, you know what, you're right. It's also this manachila. But during that 58 and a half minutes, you can't eat it either. You're not allowed to come and pace it by day.
That's
a separation.
It's two halachas.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Now, what I'm trying to say is the other way. My plan would have been, catch on. Ein grösse schlechte Sach chametz. From Chatzois, from the night before, we're doing the bedik already. We make a bracha al bir chametz, it's the birchas erison of the sheva brachas. And then from Chatzois, things are kicking in. It's not karis yet, it's getting worse and worse, but it's all one topic. I heard over a Moira de Karaya, a diak nifla, that in the Chedush of Bali Baruch, in the footnotes, number 361, brings a diak from Rabbi Avraham Yeshua. I want to speak it out, don't get frightened. And I want to ask a kasha, and then we really have to go back there. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, and it's them as fascinating. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, which is talking about a Zok and Mamre, a lot of times there's ways to be medayik those Rambams. There's things going on with it. The Rambam is describing the process of a Zok and Mamre who comes in and wants to go against Chazal, and if he's dealing with a thing that's like a serious thing, like Chayav Karis, and he changes the rules, he's going to be, and he's adamant about it, and Bezdin says, and Afal Pikein, and he goes against the Bezdin. He's a Zok and Mamre, he's a Sugi of Zok and Mamre. The Rambam says clearly, Zok and Mamre that argues on Chazal, on any Karis-related topic, Chayav Misa. Even if he's only dealing with a Gzeira de Rabbanon, and he wants to alter the details of a Gzeira de Rabbanon, but if it's a Gzeira de Rabbanon that's Negei Achiv Karis, he's playing with fire. For example, says the Rambam, Hilchas Mamre, if he says that chametz in the 6th hour you are allowed to eat, or that in the 5th hour it's even aser b'hano, meaning he's either mekel or machmer. He says you're allowed to eat chametz in the 6th hour, or if I care, in the 5th hour it's even aser b'hano. He's going to be a zaken mamre. One second, the 5th hour and 6th hour that Chazal asked him at the rabbanon, that was because they were worried. They weren't worried that at night for the chiyuv karis you're going to make up between din laila liyamama loy toyinshi. L'chayr, the gzeir of the Rabbanu was on the 6th hour thing. Why is that a chorus-related issue? Catch on. It's one topic. The chametz, which is not yet usher, but it's going to be, and for the next 6 hours, and there's no 58 and a half minute sneak, and then finally it's all one process. That's a gevaldik adiyak. If he's called a zaken mamre, what?
It's a diyak the other way.
Yeah, it's a deep debt, it's one process, right. Yeah. Not like the way Reb Chaim answered Reb Zalman Sender. Yeah. But I had a bomb kasha. This is already not fair. Because a detail. There's a bavusta, I have a kasha on a bramishul. There's a bavusta part from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that the 6th hour, 11 o'clock, which you have to burn the chametz, that's mamashi, hemshich of the gezeira. But Rabbi Yehuda went even an hour before, in the 5th hour. You shouldn't eat chametz. In the beginning, they thought she could look for wood. In the end, they said it's because of, he was more worried about the clouds, so he went an hour early. But the Brisker Rav makes it very clear that the 5th hour is a different gather. It's only an Isser Gavra. It's not an Isser Chepze B'chlal. It's not connected to the whole Pesach thing. It's a Bazunder Adin, the Shoch Hamishas. So the first Shoch Hamishas already is not a Karis related issue. The Rambam clearly says that the Zok and Mamri is going to be playing with fire if he's Matir, if he's Matir the Shoshishas, or he Asers the Shoch Hamishas with Hanah. Playing with the Shoch Hamishas, the Brisker Rav says, is not a Karis related issue. And I think the answer is Pashit. This Zok and Mamri is not starting up at the Brisker Rav. He knows that the Brisker Rav says that Shoch Hamishas is his Eitig thing. He's saying that the Shoshishas the Gedin starts an hour earlier. He's saying that it's Asr B'Hanor already, even in the 5th hour, the Shoshishas the Gedin. He's saying, the Shoshishas the Gedin. He either wants to be Mekel, you are allowed to eat, or he wants to be Machmer. It starts even earlier. He's not talking about the Brisker Rav's Shoch Hamishas. That he knows is it. He wouldn't shepherd with the Brisker Rav, the Zokan Mamre. He's shepherding with the Shoch Hamishas, with the Shoshishas.
See, there's two separate things. What is the gather
reach from? Avada, they're both. Avada, it's a shmirah, so you shouldn't come to eat. The pasuk says kikol eichel, but it's a bezunder iser. Nafkamina for the minchas chinuch, it's not mitzaref. Nafkamina, the Reb Zalman Sender found a loophole of the 58.5 minutes, and nafkamina would a zaken mamri be considered that he's shepherding with a karis to gedin? That's so for three nafkaminas, whether it's a bezunder edin or not. That's my nafkaminas for now.
The early shkia, the beginning, according to this of the zman, and not the beginning of the zman achilas haPesach.
No. You can't eat Pesach then.
So like
no, there's a 58. There's more. There's a 72-minute low. There's a 72-minute low where you're not allowed to shecht and you still can't eat the carbon Pesach, definitely. And Reb Zalman Sender wants you should be able to eat chametz then. Now, I want to be madgish another thing. The Minchas Chinuch, which we're going to have to come back to, Bichlal, and I already talked about it, but again, to put it on. Yesh Lachkar, you know what, let's treat it like this. Yesh Lachkar. There's mitzvahs like Esrig, Tfilin, Lulav, Shofar, that you take a chef to shal mitzvah and you do what you're supposed to do with it. There's a mitzvah of tashbisu, a gluski yofa, check it with a microphone, make sure it's gor, shena, gluski yofa, and do the mitzvah of nanuam, not of nanuam, of aru. Or no, it's an isser. If a guy, whatever reason, for his diet, from Tu B'Shvat already, no gluten, no fruits, no this, whatever, only seafood he's eating, yeah, he sees food, he eats it. So he hasn't owned any chametz since Tu B'Shvat. Is there an inyan that right before Pesach, he should go to the supermarket to buy chametz to do the mitzvah? Well, no, he doesn't have it. If it's a mitzvah, go get, you know, if you had the chametz, you're about to burn it, and someone grabs it from you and throws it into the fire instead. Chutzpah, he owes you asara zehuvim, he stole your mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah, or is it an isser? Minchas Chinuch elaborates on it. But what he says is, and that's the point I want to bring out, that Abaya holds it's a mitzvah, because Abaya said we have a stira. Tashbisu says do it at 7. And Bal Yiroh said, no, it's already got to be finished by 6:43. That's because Abai's attitude is what it's to do. But the Minchas Chinuch, as the sugya is going to develop, it says, why do all the other proofs that we haven't done yet not say Abai's proof? They have other proofs that Rishon means the day before. Why didn't they inherently hold of Abaya? Clear the Minchas Chinuch, very yeshivish. That's the machlaikas. The chakira, where the tashbisu is a mitzvah to do, or an iser, is a machlaikas amiroim. We said yesterday from the Meginish Lan, it might be the day you split on half. The first half, it's a mitzvah. The second half, it's an isser. And now I want to get straight into the Shaila of the Noi de Yehuda. And it goes like this. The Noi de Yehuda had an interesting Shaila. Let's first talk about the case that happened. A guy died, not a religious guy, L'chayra, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. On Erev Pesach. He was sick, yeah, okay. Choylani or Chiloni, one of the two. So let me explain what the story was. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, this guy died Erev Pesach. He owned a very big, fancy house full of a lot of expensive chametz. We're not talking gluski yofa. We're talking blue label, v'doyma. It was a lot of expensive chametz. He died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. After Pesach, his kids don't even know about that yet. After Pesach, is the chametz considered chametz she'avar l'vas ha-Pesach? We know, we paskin that mid-derabbanon, chametz she'avar l'vas ha-Pesach is usher because of a knas, because the guy was over the Baal Yiroh. What's the din of such a case of chametz? The guy died at 3 o'clock. Now, he never sold his chametz. He never did bittul, because he was He didn't do bittel. Chilon Yechilan, he didn't do bittel. But he died at 3 o'clock. Whose chametz was it starting from 3 o'clock till the end of Pesach? The Noi Debihuda has an issue over here. Nobody's. Who yarsh in the house? The kids. Who yarsh in the chametz that's in the house? Careful. If it's Aser Bahano already, if it's Aser Bahano, nobody yarshes it. So whose chametz was it? Nobody's chametz. Shall Acherim, shall Gavoya, shall nobody. Hefker. Such a chametz, was anyone over Bal Yirah? Because the Noi Debihuda wants to say that the din of chametz Shavu LePesach is chametz that somebody was over Bal Yirah. Not Tashbisu, not chametz of a guy, and not Nisar Achila, and not Rav Zalman Sender's Ein Fals. If you were over Bal Yirah, if there was someone who was over Bal Yirah, this chametz is Aser. In a regular, normal case, Alan Echfenagansi, or a guy was over Bal Yirah the entire Pesach, and then after Pesach, it's chametz Shavu LePesach. This chametz was only over all of us Erev Pesach. It was chametz over all of us Erev Pesach. From 3 o'clock in the afternoon until the end of Pesach, it was nobody's. By the way, who yarshened it? Who yarshened it? Who yarshens it when Pesach is over? So it depends. If we're going to find a solution that it's not chametz over all of us Pesach, who yarshens it? All of a sudden, punk. They yarshen. No, first of all, they had Hefkin and Chatzar food because they own the house. But I don't think you need that anymore. They automatically yarshen it. Say, chametz that, 1 second, can we interrupt for a minute? Chametz that you did bittel on. Chametz that you did bittel on. After Pesach, it suddenly becomes yours again. Right? It becomes ice dirt. You have to like, you have to be chavana like rezeichen, and it happens automatically. I'm very serious. I'll tell you why. Because there was this guy. He doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. He lives in Barapak, though. So the point was, he knows there's a lot of people that hold like Rabbeinu Tam. He wanted to go into their houses after Pesach is over. He didn't hold the Rav Zalman Sender and he of Rav Lezer Moshe. He wants to go into their houses. In his books, it's already no fakert. In his books, it's still dirt. No, in their books, it's still dirt. And he wants to come take it because in his cheshbon it's already chametz. And he's not allowed to because in his books, even for them, I mean, do they have to rezeich in it or it happens automatically? If it's automatic, then for him it happened, it already happened. Who cares if that's what they don't know?
That's
yeah,
their books, the
guy made him? Yeah, the chayim. But I want to get back to the idea. What? It depends if you have the word hefker. It depends on the guy with the mechiras chametz. Does the guy that bought the mechiras chametz, does he have two different stars for the Rabbeinu Tam next or not? We want to get to Neidu with this case. We want to get to Neidu with this case. The Neidu Yehuda wanted to know is it chametz Shabbat Pesach. So he opens up, he says, 1 second. When does Bal Yirah start, says the Neidu Yehuda? Yesh Lachkar! I hope a familiar sounding chakira. Does Bal Yirah start at Chatzois? Because once Tashbisu starts from Chatzois, Bal Yirah starts from Chatzois? Well, no. Tashbisu starts from Chatzois. But Bal Yirah is Shivas Yamin. And he says, that's what it's going to be told. If Bal Yirah starts from Chatzois, then it's going to be Usher after Pesach because the dead guy was over for 3 hours, Bal Yirah. But if Bal Yirah doesn't start till the night...
Bal Yirah.
What?
Let's say you would have had it.
Bal Yirah for 1 minute is enough. No.
But if you would have gotten rid of it,
that's not Bal Yirah. Afal Pikin. It's hard to know. If a guy kept chametz for the first 6 days and then got rid of it and really destroyed it, would it be chametz al Pesach? Irrelevant, because he got rid of it. Meaning, if you... The Noi Debihuda holds, if you argue Bal Yirah for 1 minute, it's chametz al Pesach. But this guy died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Was he over Bal Yirah? He says it's totally whether Bal Yirah starts at Chatzos or not. So he says, when does Bal Yirah start? So he brings some Aram HaKainis. Rambam, Paragim HaLachachas, we mentioned it. If a person better do Bittul before this man, because if he doesn't, he'll be over Bal Yirah right away after Chatzos. Dr. Ivan, no. Shivas Yomim Ksiv. So what does it mean? I want to talk about Rashi for a minute. Rashi, Daf Dalit, Bal Yirah from Chatzos. Rashi, Baba Kama Choftes, Bal Yirah from Chatzos. Problem. Rashi and Samach Gimel. Careful, I want to speak it out. There's a din in the Mishnah Samach Gimel. If a person shechts a carbon Pesach, we're going to see the sugya is coming up. If a person shechts a carbon Pesach, and when he shechts it, he owns chametz, or someone in his chabur owns chametz, he's over the lav the rice of the sishkar al chametz. And then there's a fascinating thing. It's a machlokes tanan, but the Tanish brings in the Mishnah. Who within the rest of the 7 days of Pesach? Is there a carbon Pesach during the 7 days of Pesach? No. But let's see a makrav stamach carbon on oil shlamin during Pesach. But also, you own chametz. Ditto, there's also a din that you're going to be either leishishchar al chametz, dam zifi. The same way there's leishishchar on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, there's leishishchar on all karbonis the entire Pesach. And Rashi adds, on Yom Tov stated, that's besides the Bal Yirah that you're going to get stepped with. Listen to what Rashi, because it's the Tosis Yom Tov's deed. On Erev Pesach, when you shech the carbon Pesach, he leaves it as that. When you shech the carbon Pesach, you're either leishishchar. And then the Mishnah continues. When you shech any carbon on Pesach, you're either leishishchar. And adds Rashi, besides the Bal Yirah. Zuchmasmin Rashi, that on Erev Pesach there's no Bal Yirah. Why dafka on Pesach did he add, besides the Bal Yirah, that you're also going to be over? Chayrit, stark meduyik. Shtach Medik. And everyone deals with this. Rashi's Mashal Bali Ruah starts from Chatzos. So I want to tell you something. Again, Rabash Arieli says, Pshan and Rashi, there's no Bali Ruah from Chatzos. Bali Ruah starts only at night. Pasuk says, there's no quasi pshat in here. Shivas Yom. I Rashi Daftal, Rashi Maki, and Rashi Babakama. He doesn't mean Bali Ruah. He means the lav of Tashbisu. We've been trying to sell this already. Tashbisu was also a lav, Bal Yura is also an essay. Rashi means the Bal Yura, the negative connotation of the Tashbisu. And when he says the word, he says it very sharp. He says, Sinish Bal Yura, says the Isser was Nemzich von Tashbisu. It's not so much. There's a writer in the Hasogis on the Rift that Mamish says. He says, Ha Isser shall Tashbisu, lav Isser shall Bal Yura. El the Isser that's Neveh from Tashbisu. Not Mamish Bal Yura. But there's another pshat. There's another pshat to say that it's Mamish Bal Yura. Now, we've been saying, but Bal Yura is 7 days, not 7 1/4 days. So I'm going to say an interesting pshat. When does a new day heralded in Western civilization? Midnight. Midnight. When is a new day heralded in Yiddishkeit? Shkia. Do you know that there are civilizations where a new day is heralded in at Alois HaShachar? There's such a time in the beginning? And that's when a new day is heralded in. We'll call it 6 a.m. for
Elsa. Can I punch it?
No, for certain things in Kachem. For certain things, yeah, okay. For certain things, but I wanted a different a civilization. And there's a fourth one, ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt, a new day was heralded in Chatzos Hayoyim. There's a lot of rise to that. Now, when we say Shivas Yomim, you know, Pesach, we're Ke'ilu Yotzei Mitzrayim. So we start from Chatzos. Because Chatzos is Taka in Mitzvah's schedule. The 7 days. And then we're only supposed to only have 7 days. And the truth is you want to be mechutzav, so really Pesach should end on Esrom ve'echad at Chatzos. And that's why the Pasuk Bavarans, Ad Yoim ha'echad ve'esrom ba'erev. What does it have to add ba'erev? 1 second, why does it have to add ba'erev? Because I would have thought. So what's Takap Shah? Why does it come 6 1/4 days? Because there's a transition. When does it happen? When? Excellent. It depends when you're darshaning, but Chatzos Halayla, I hold it happens by Yachatz, because the Chasam Sofer says, "What's Yachatz? You break bread like a goy. You don't make a bracha. A goy breaks bread, and that's it. No bracha, no this. So that's with Yachatz. Then in Magid, we are transforming and going through the seaport, and we turn into a yid. Or it could happen at Chatzos, or an hour before, or Kriyas Yamsef, whatever it is, at the end. By the way, that's the Teretz to Rashi in Parsha Shlach that says that there are 7 strings in, that there are 8 strings in Tzitzis connected to 8 days from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsef. Everyone counts, there's only 7 days. There are 7 other Teretzim to this question, but the Teretz could be because it's really more than 7, because you start off on the Mitzvah schedule and you switch over. And that's why. Avada the Rambam in the Hakdama to Perish to Yad, because you have to know, it's a big Yisoy, the Nehudah speaks this out. There's 4 places where you're supposed to be Medayka Rambam. Pirush HaMishnayis, Yad HaChazoka, what? In the Hakdama, when the Rambam defines each mitzvah. And he says, Glory, Shivas Yomim, Lo Yiroh Shivas Yomim. Tashbisu, Yudalit, Lo Yiroh Shivas Yomim. He doesn't say Lo Yiroh from Yudalit. He says, Tashbisu from Yudalit, Lo Yiroh Shivas Yomim. Because Pshut Eshel Mikrit Shivas Yomim, yes. But on this knech that we ki'ilu learned about before, it starts before. But here comes the Night of Yudah with a plan. If the other was in suspense, the Night of Yudah says that the chametz is asur b'hanu after Pesach. L'kuli alma, get ready, it's a whopper stickle tire. The Night of Yudah says like this. The Rambam holds that Bal Yura starts from Chatzos. Let him, why is the chametz asur after Pesach? Because of the dead guy that was over Bal Yura for 3 hours. Yeah, but what about the Raivid? The Raivid holds the Bal Yira only starts at the night, so l'chayr, there's no Bal Yira. Catch on. There's another machlekes Rambam and Raivid. When does chametz become asur b'hanon? The Rambam holds already from Chatzos. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Raivid says, no, maybe there's an isur mitzad the tashbisu, but it's not asur b'hanon, and there's no malchus. And Zok the Night of Yehuda, you think those 2 machlekes are stam coincidental? There's something going on. The Rambam went with the whole system that Pesach is really gearing up from Chatzos. The Bal Yira starts from Chatzos, the Isser Achila starts from Chatzos, the ancient Egypt started their time from Chatzos. He doesn't say it like that, he makes it with a Zeru Shava, but it's the same idea. It's all part of one system. So like the Rambam, the dead guy was over Bal Yira. But like the Ravid, the kids did Yarshin. What's the whole chap that the kids did in Yarshin at 3 o'clock? What's the whole chap that the kids did in Yarshin at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Because it wasn't Asr Bahano. But like the Ravid, it wasn't Asr Bahano yet. So they were able to Yarshin it. And it was Bal Yira for the kids. for 71 hours. The whole Pesach plus from 3 in the afternoon. And it's not a coincidence this way that way. It's going together. It's other Azoy, other Azoy. Like the Rambam, Bal Yirah kicks in from Chatzois. Isser Anah kicks in from Chatzois. The system is running from, no chorus yet, but the system is running from Chatzois. And therefore, Avada, it's going to be Chamash Avra, all of us at Pesach, because the dead guy was like the Bal Yirah for 3 hours. Like the Ravid, there's no Bal Yirah from Chatzois. There's no Isser Anah from Chatzois. So the kids yarshin it. So it's Chamash Avra Pesach because the kids yarshin it.
The whole case was
debunked
on the fact that the kids came
Yarshin.
It's
Asurbanah. Exactly,
yeah,
but when does it become
Asurbanah? That is the case that the Yarshin are a little bit after.
I told you what time it was. It was 3 o'clock, but the whole case was because you trusted me on the information, going like the Rambam, that the Asurbanah starts at 12. But like the Ravid, when does the Asurbanah start? Like the Ravid, when does the Asurbanah start?
At night.
At night, so the kids were able to Yarshin it.
So then why didn't they get rid of it?
They didn't know what happened. They don't have to hold like the Rambam. The kids didn't know. They didn't know. They found it afterwards. Now, there's something even more important to talk about. The Rambam says in Dakdama, by Yoros for Shivas Yomim, we played with it, Shivas Yomim, but it starts on the Mitzri calendar. When is Tashbisu? When does the Mitzvah of Tashbisu start? And when does the Mitzvah of Tashbisu end? A trick question. When does the mitzvah of Tashbisu end? At the end of the 7 days of Pesach? Never. Does Tashbisu on Chametz Avar Lo Pesach? I don't think, even like Rabbi Yehuda, that Chametz Avar Lo Pesach is a deraisa. I don't think there's a din Tashbisu on it. Are you saying big chidushim? Wow, this Tashbisu Agansiya. Let's assume there isn't. Again, when does Tashbisu start and when does it end? It starts from Chatzai Sayoim on Erev Pesach, Yudalad Nisan. When does it end? What? Oh yeah, he was saying like that. It goes all the way till the next day. It depends if you go with the Frankel. Rabbi say one of the places to be Medaika Rambam is in the Hakadama. The Rambam says, Lo ye ra shivas yomim, lo ye matzah shivas yomim. Tashbisu, there's one girsa. Bi yoimar ba'asar. And there's a girsa, Tashbisu, mi yoimar ba'asar. What's the difference if it's Tashbisu, bi yoimar ba'asar? If the girsa is Tashbisu bi yoimar basa, make this very clear. You know how long the mitzvah of Tashbisu is?
Six hours.
By the way, how long is the mitzvah of Dalad Mina Midaraisa? Midaraisa? 12 hours. The first day of Sukkot is on Tesvav Tishrei. Tishrei, huh? 12 hours. When? How long is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? 6 hours only. Tashbisu bi, and it's a transition. There's Tashbisu for 6 hours. There's Amud Sender's 58.5 minute lull, and then there's 7 day. Tashbisu. The other gear says Tashbisu mi yoimar basa. Careful. If Tashbisu is taka not only Erev Pesach, it's taka Tashbisu also all 7 days. Where's the makar for that? I'm very serious. Where's the makar for this mitzvah of Tashbisu all 7 days? It says Ach b'yoim harishon Tashbisu. It's Chazal. Right? Chachmasam understood to mean Tashbisu on Yudalit. Where do you get this nudin that Tashbisu is for 7 days? You want to know what the Noidi Behuda says? What? I can't hear you. Oh, 1 second. So some say, you know, I'll go with you first. Some say, Amar the guy from when the pasuk finishes that kol oichel chametz v'nichrasa miyoyim harishayim tesvav ad yom hashvi. Those words, it's missing an aleph and a vav here, but those words go back not only on achilas chametz, they go back also on tashbisu. And tashbisu is also for the 6 hours and also for the 7 days. But it's a very good job. And I saw Achrayim Melon like that. I challenge you, find me someone that you can quote. I'm going to observe, but I'm curious if you can show me in a sefer that says it. Because the other way is to say no, that those words, miyayim harishon ad yayim hashvi, only goes back on the kikol eichel chametz v'nichrasa. So where's the source that Tashbisu is for 7 days? You want to hear something profound?
Rashi would say it's the lav part of Tashbisu.
L'chayra, he would say that, but I want to say that this takan essay of Tashbisu, and what would be the makar for that? Meaning, besides Rashi, then, the same way Bal Yirah was only for 7 days, but Tashbisu taught that there's also a Bal Yirah during those 6 hours, Bal Yirah will teach us that there's also Tashbisa during those 7 days. It's a two-way street. Now, it's a little different than you're saying. And that's another way what it would mean, Tashbisu, mi yoim arbasar. But that's a clean and diak, but it's a world of difference. Is Tashbisu bi yoim arbasar? Or is it mi yoim arbasar? Is it Tashbisu all 7 days, according to Reb Zev, pasha to pasha, often a pasik? Mi yoim arishin ad yoim ashvi goes back not only on the achila of chorus of chametz, it also goes back on the Tashbisu. Well, no, Tashbisu is only on Yudalit. And now I want to quote.
When I find chametz and I have to burn it on Pesach, that could be a din d'oraisa that I'm being makai.
Yeah, it's Rav Asher will tell you it's the essay of the Bal Yirah. No, if you go without saying now we're doing Tashbisu. Listen, he had Tashbisu a whole year on the Chametz Avraham of Pesach. But even if not, we have all the options. He said it's going to go all the way till the next year by Chatzos. You don't want to leave a few minutes in between? No. During Bedikah, you're still in last year's Tashbisim. He said Chedushim. Okay. I want to end with a Moira de Gazach. There's a machon, it's called Machon Yerushalayim. They put out Milchus Chinuch. I'm not talking about the 3-volume, I'm talking about the 27-volume one. Familiar?
Yeah, finish
it. I know, but they made a mistake. And I want to quote the mistake. They made a mistake. The mice is like this. I spoke to them about it. You know, Milchus Chinuch used to be only 2 volumes. And I remember Hagoyin of Bali Barak was talking about a Nivuyah Shi Yerushalmi, the Enu Gans Minchas Chinuch. And he said, Metkem Gefrecht, Wifel Rosh HaTevis Adar Minchas Chinuch? Wifel Rosh HaTevis? He says, Seven Sech Velich HaTfus, you know, it depends which print. But now they have it with less Rosh HaTevis and it's printed out in black letters. So Mechon Yerushalayim, they say like this, the Minchas Chinuch declares there's Tashbisu only on Yadalit or even the 7 days, and is Tashbisu a mitzvah or just that it should be done? And he's clearing about it. And so in the Mechon Yerushalayim, only the new ones, not the 3-volume one, only in the new edition, they're saying they found the Makar from a Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says on this pasuk, listen, there's 3 parts to this pasuk. Shivas yomim matzois toichelu, from Tezvav to Chafalot Nisan to eat matzah. Then there's the middle of the pasuk, Ach Be'yam Arishan Tashbisu, which Be'yam Arishan means phenomenally Yudalin from Chatzois. And then there's Kikol Eichel Chometz V'nichrasa Be'yam Arishan and Yom Shvi, which maybe Yom Arishan and Yom Shvi goes back on Tashbisu also. The Baal HaTurim on this pasuk says, Ach, Gematria Choyva. Ach, 21. Gematria Choyva. She'enoi Choyva Ela B'yoyim HaRishon. Because it's only a Choyva on the first day. So Mechon Yerushalayim quoted this Baal HaTurim that Tashbisa was only on the first day, the prior first day, Yudal. This Chakira is Tashbisa even on, only on Yudalit, B'yoyim Yudalit, or is it Mi yoim yudalin? They were quoting about, and they bring makaris to it. Baal HaTurim, ach loshin gematria chayva.
Better just be a chayva. You better not have chametz during
Yom Kippur. I know, but I'm saying. So you're bringing a writer that's not what the Baal HaTurim means. No. So it's fair. What's the Baal HaTurim saying? I hear. So it could still yet be tashbisu.
Yeah,
I'm saying something else. I hear. The Baal HaTurim is not referring to Tashbisu at all. What's the beginning of the Pasuk talking about? What's the first 4 words of the Pasuk? Shivas Yom Matzai Stechelu. The Baal HaTurim is, and he has rights, the literary rights. He takes the word Ach, and I know, the word Ach is Ach Be'am Rishon Tashbisu, and Abzev was saying that there's a Chiv on the first day, and then only a Kiyam the other day, because I hope you did your job. That, right? That's what you said. But I think, I'm positive, the Baal HaTurim is referring to something totally different. The pasuk says Shivas Yom Matzah Techelu, and you know the Gra holds there's a mitzvah kiyum is to eat matzah all 7 days, but the chiyev is only the first day. So the Baal HaTurim has rights to do this. The word Ach, he wants to play it back on the beginning of the pasuk. Shivas Yom Matzah Techelu. Ach v'yoyim harishon. Stop, not tashbisu. Ach, but not bigger. The chiyev, yeah, but the chiyev of matzah. Ach, gematria choyva, she'enei choyva el abrimishan. The choyva of matz is only the first day. And a new prince of the Baal HaTurim, they even say, Ayin Psochem Daf Kufchof, which Psochem Kufchof talks about the fact that there's a 6 day of matz of Rishus and 1 day of choyva, and that's what the Baal HaTurim is going on. And it has nothing to do with the chakir of the Tashbisu. Kainir al Afiyani is
dying. Don't I have a separate drush before
you? Yeah, but the Baal HaTurim is not a big 100%. Baal HaTurim is not the first time he did it. Baal HaTurim, and yet, Baal HaTurim does things like that. Baal HaTurim does things like that. He makes drushes that Chazal already had a different Makar for, and the play on words that the Ach is going backwards on that. It's a mutton, but that is what the Baal HaTurim is saying. But all of it has nothing to do with the Tashbisu. No. He plays it differently.
I'm
sure. Yeah. It wasn't a guy on the chair. The story was that I knew there wasn't.